baby. Terry Lewis, now listen to me a second, motherfucker. You motherfuckers are shouting, you're jumping, you're singing, you're going crazy. But there's just one problem, there's just one problem, there's just one problem. Those little stinking microphones can't pick up what you're laying down, you understand? I mean, if you want the motherfuckers to hear how just how crazy you are when they listen to this record, you gotta yell twice as fucking loud as you normally do, you understand? You gotta scream twice as fucking loud. So let me hear just a trial run. Just a trial run one time. Give me the last guys, the last chord on Terry Lewis. Take it from the plata, the plata, brah. And this time I want you to really fucking scream so they can pick it up in the studio upstairs. Are you ready? Go ahead.
Oh boy, this same poor person still grabbing my microphone. For all you poor people out there who wonder what the SMF stands for, I'm gonna tell you right now, this is our organization, it's our fan club. It is known as the Sick Motherfucking Friends of Twisted Sisters. Now I'm gonna try to explain this to you real slow. And that is this. The SMF Friends of Twisted Sisters, a tightly knit organization of people, was started by us because you see, we were really a bunch of repressed little motherfuckers in the streets of America. We used to go to a Catholic school called Our Lady of the Rear End Collision. And we learned at that point in time there was nothing fucking worth saving, so we decided to get fucking crazy because we're so fucking crazy and so goddamn sick and tired of the bullshit of the world that we decided it was time to get all the people together who didn't give a fuck, who lived from fucking day to day and are starving just like fucking us, to have a party for those who don't give a fuck about nothing, which is you, which is why we call the SMF. Now, if you want details about what the SMF is all about, the album comes out. The album's gonna have details of where to write, and we want you to fucking write in because we want all the SMFs around. Now that's gonna lead up to this thing, and that is, there's a tour coming up. The tour starts on April 6th in Portsmouth. You see, they don't bring heavy metal bands down south. They decided to bring us down south to shake up all the fucking old people. They figured they got all the 80-year-old people and put them in front of our PA, their hearts would get started for another 10 fucking years. So we're doing our fucking benefit, and then we're gonna head on up north. But I'm gonna tell you something I said last night, I'm gonna repeat it again to you, and it goes like this. All the people that got japped out by the American bands will come here, and they play for you, and they disappear, and they never come back, and you say, man, I gave this band my heart, my soul, I drove from fucking Newcastle, Manchester, Liverpool, Edinburgh, all over the place, and they only played once or twice, and they never came back. Twisted Sister tells you this, we signed a deal with a new record company because they said to us, and we agreed, that if you're gonna sign this deal with us, you gotta promise to play here every fucking year with an album, and we make that promise to you. We will not jap you out! Now, like I said, the tour starts in Portsmouth. It works all the way up through Liverpool, Manchester, and all that bullshit. Goes up to Edinburgh, winds up in London on April 19th at the Lyceum. You just remember this, okay? All the people that show up at the Lyceum who never saw us, well, that'll be their first time. But you people are the ones that started it fucking all. And that is what is important. We're gonna play for you right now the title track off the new album. You have never heard it before. This one means everything to Twisted Sister. It's called You Can't Stop Rock and Roll.